Yeah, talking about eufy.com. The Eufy video lock is unbelievable. You can get it on Amazon. You can get it at Best Buy stores starting on May 20th. What is it? It's a smart lock, 2K cam, and doorbell, 3-in-1, triple security, so you can have everything you need in one device rather than install many pieces on your front door. It's not just for security, but also for convenience. No more concerns about losing keys like my wife. You can assign passwords to your family members and see them coming back home via the integrated camera. It's easy to install and set up with just a Phillips head screwdriver, no drilling required. It's got a keyless entry. No more fumbling for the keys. When hands are full, never worry about kids losing keys or passing among the renters of your house. You got a rental property out there, this is a must-have. I love this product. Just got it a couple weeks ago. Huge fan. Have the Ring camera. It's okay. It's not as great as this, so I swapped it out. Go to Eufy Video Lock today on YouTube. That's EUFY Video Lock, or visit EUFYOfficial.com/video lock to see how you can gain complete control of your front door.
Welcome to Drinking Bros, presented by GhostBed.com. Sit back, relax, and grab a fucking drink.
Welcome to Drinking Bros. This is the second live show we did on the Drinking Bros cruise tonight. I'm gonna be reals with you. Don't remember any of it. So as you guys are hearing it, this will be the first time that we are probably hearing it too. Man, what a fucking bender. It was a blast. I think we did 4 shows, but I think only 2 exist. I think only 2 exist. We played one last week, and we'll play one tonight. It was a blast, an absolute blast. We're working on something for next year, possibly a cruise or a camp out. We don't know, but we got to get everybody together like this again. We had one of the best times of our lives, and to anybody who was there on the boat with us, we are extremely grateful, and it was just an absolute fucking blast. Before we hop into that show, though, we got some sponsors, but this whole shit wagon to be on the air. First and foremost, talking about GhostBed.com/drinking bros. Really want to stress their 36-month no interest pay-as-you-go program. Somebody hit me up online the other day and said, hey man, I have this and it's awesome. It's like $38 a month. And I was like, fuck off. For the new mattress? For the bundle packages? And they're like, yeah, man, it's amazing. And I was like, shit, I didn't know it was that cheap. That's awesome, GhostBed. So shouts out to you for doing that. That's amazing. Also, shout out for offering 15% off forever for all products online to anybody who is military or a first responder. Dude, know your audience. Know your brand. Thank you, GhostBed.com/drinking bros. Look, if you're a regular human like myself, they got sheets, they got pillows, they got the finest mattresses in all of the land for $200 off right now, I think. And then I got $100 off. You can get free pillows still. Like, God damn it, these guys are always doing it right. Go to GhostBed.com/drinking bros today. Get yourself a mattress. Next up, we got KillCliffCBD.com. They are back in stock, ladies and gentlemen. Holy shit, the wait is over. Man, they were doing a limited edition of these, and they sold out real fucking quick on the show. And I don't think that they were anticipating this type of demand. Look, man, we've talked about the CBD products on the show for a while. The only ones we trust and know of because of the regulations and all this shit thus far are KillCliffCBD.com and another food one that we like from Super Seedwell. But dude, it's 25 milligrams in a can. Drink this after your workout. Drink it if you're having a hard time going to sleep. This is the best in the biz, man. 25 milligrams of CBD in each can. No carbs, no sugars. The entire can is only 15 calories. So you can get a 12-pack right now at KillcliffCBD.com and use the promo code DRINKINBROS for 20% off, and it's free shipping. It comes out to like $5 a can, which is the cheapest shit I've ever seen. I don't know how long this deal is going to last, so I would definitely go there right now. Go to KillcliffCBD.com. Use the promo code DRINKINBROS for 20% off, and again, you get free shipping as well, which is incredible. I've ordered cases of this stuff, so get it while it's out there. Last but not least, we've got buyraycon.com/drinkingbros. Headphones, we all need them. We need them at a cheaper price. We finally got a company that was willing to do it. Go to buyraycon.com/drinkingbros and get the best wireless headphones in the biz. Everybody's got these things. We were late to the game on them, man. It's one of those products you see everybody wearing, and you're like, what company is that? It's Raycon. R-A-Y-C-O-N. Look, they charge up in a box. They last for 5 hours with a charge. You can run a whole goddamn marathon in that time. You can get sweat, dirt, anything you can think of in these things. And they've got those replaceable little rubber pieces for your ear. And they also come in all different sizes. And they just ship you all the sizes. So that way you can put them in. Some of us have bigger ear holes than others. Go to buyraycon.com/drinkingbros for 15% off these earphones. And that'll, look, man, that'll give you, I think it'll knock it down to like $55, which is awesome. Thank you for doing that, man. We had reached out to Beats by Dr. Dre, and they were not enthusiastic about it. Raycon was. Go to buyraycon.com/drinkingbros and get yourself some headphones. Let's hop into the show, shall we? This is night two, three, who knows, from the Drinking Bros cruise. Man, real drunk, real fun.
Black and white, and it ain't real clear. Is that you there? He said, yeah. I was 11. Times were tough back in 35. That was me and Uncle Joe just trying to survive the cotton farm and the Great Depression. And if it looks like we were scared to death, like a couple of kids just trying to save each other, you should have seen it in color. This one here taking overseas in the middle of hell in 1943 in the summertime. You can almost see my breath. That was my tail gunner, old Johnny McGee. He was a high school teacher from New Orleans. He had my back right through the day we lived. And if it looks like we were scared to death, like a couple of kids just trying to save each other, you should have seen it in color. Well, a picture's worth a thousand words, but you can't see what those shades of gray can you cover. Should have seen it in color.
It says solo.
Hey, Jared. Jared Taylor.
Yes.
Talk to your mic, key please. That is.
Hey. Here we go. Check, 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 check. A little reverb.
You want some reverb?
A little bit, yeah. Yep. These ones.
All right. Hey. A little bit of reverb for these guys.
This one is my favorite one. This is me and Grandma in the summer sun. All dressed up the day we said our vows
on the Drinking Bros cruise for some reason.
Can't see you, but it was out that gym.
Hey, Jared.
That rose was red.
Sing one more thing.
Just look at that smile. I was so proud. Because that's the story of my life.
Yeah, story of my life.
Right there in black and white.
That was a bad note.
And if it looks like we were scared to death, like a couple of kids just trying to save each other, you should have seen it in color. Well, a picture's worth a thousand words, but you can't see what those shades are.
keep covered. Should have seen it in color.
Matt Best.
Hello, hello, hello. Check 1, 2, 1, 3 on the mic.
Just a quick vocal check. There we go.
We're just doing a sound check and playing music, guys. We're not. We're doing sound back there. So, good job, Danny.
Woo! He's good.
And now I get to sing that song.
No, super good. Check that mic to your left, real quick. There we go.
Hi.
Is that good?
It's on. Hello.
It's on.
Hello.
Hello.
Larry. The
I want to be put in a box. A masturbation box. Oh, hello.
Good. Check for the reverb. Jared, sing into that mic real quick.
This one or this one?
The one to your left.
Yeah.
Right, now into yours.
Nice note. You actually hit it.
That's the best you've ever sounded, Jared. Jesus Christ. I've never wanted to suck a dude's dick until tonight during a sound check.
Yeah, we suck a dude's dick long and thick. We like them big and black, and we put them in the back.
Hey,
we're sucking dude's
dick.
Get that shit suck on my
dick. I'll suck a white dick, a black dick, an Asian dick. I'll suck a dick. I don't give a fuck, cause I will suck a dick.
You messed my song up about dicks, Ross.
Sorry, it's a mic check for me, too. It's a mic check for me, too, guys.
Oh, we did write that one song.
Hey, Ross, is this coming through the house, or do I just have it in the monitors?
Testing that right now.
I'm on it.
So majestic. Is it good? Is it up there?
This year, come to Disney Pixar. An experience never seen before on the vast seas of international waters. The tale of what hurt Jared Taylor. Does he have chlamydia or just bad diet? We find out this summer.
I think it's working.
What? Okay. Sorry.
Why is he incapable of
moving?
You sound really good with a string backing.
Yeah, we should do that again.
We should hire someone to do that always when we talk.
Yeah.
Dear Noel Best.
Oh, good to go.
Will you have sex with my penis with your mouth after this? We are married and we love each other.
I love you, baby, wherever you are. It is very soothing.
I know.
Yeah. I want to go to a spa day or some shit.
Danny, I feel like.
Are we going to start this fucking show or
we
what,
We are
Ross?
Ready now.
Danny, this is all you.
Danny.
Right here. Just give us that voice.
Ooh, are we ready to start the show?
That or fuck.
That was a question, you deaf motherfuckers. Are we ready to start the show?
Even I'd suck his dick after that. Jesus Christ.
Okay. Danny. See, you can go around two.
You can go around two, and you can be gay again.
Yep.
Welcome to Drinking Bros,
Woo!
Kids.
Ooh-hoo!
I noticed the crowd is a little thinner because of Mexico.
It is. It's pretty thin, considering.
Who didn't make it back? Who didn't make it back to the fucking ship tonight is the question that I need answers. Also, in Mexico today, I still did not see the wall built, which I was very disappointed in. It might affect me in 2020. It's not going to affect me in 2020. Who are we going to vote for? Beto? Fucking Beto? No, we're not. We're not going to do that.
Yeah,
we're not going to do that.
We'll vote for Beto when we all want to watch other people fuck our wives.
Hey, listen. I have a theory. I have a theory because we've talked about the Democratic thing a little bit. And obviously,
yes.
Everyone's had discussions about the Republican side. I have a theory.
Mm.
What if, and it's kind of like a – it's a hypothetical. What if
– Sure.
They're all stupid.
Ah.
Whoa.
What if
that's laying some knowledge?
What if
they're just all fucking wrong?
Yeah. What if Brexit never happened?
Yeah. What if Brexit still happened?
Yeah.
Why the fuck hasn't Brexit happened?
Did it happen?
Why the fuck are we still talking about Brexit? Like, it is not happening.
We're not,
country.
Dude. I don't even know if it happened or not. I ain't been there. Well, I go there when they pay me a lot of money, too. But I ain't been there in 12 fucking years, dude.
2 years we've been talking about Brexit. It has still not happened. You do not get to decide what happens in the United States of these Americas.
Yeah, no, listen, here's why. I was asked a little while back, like, hey, so listen, tell me about Brexit. Like, I don't understand Brexit. And I was like, I don't know what the fuck that is.
I don't even know what it
is. I pay zero. I'm assuming Britain is exiting something.
Yes.
Couldn't tell you what the fuck it is, though.
Buttholes, maybe?
I was pretty fucking sure we were already by ourselves. I'm saying our. Like, listen, I hope to only say our for another year or two.
Sure.
Because then...
Yeah. The last exit I remember was Braveheart, and that was about it. Braveheart.
Yeah,
that was about it.
That was the last time freedom existed.
Yeah, last time freedom existed.
Remember that one guy who got arrested for having a potato peeler in his backpack?
Oh, that's right. You can't carry a knife in London anymore because guns are too dangerous.
Can't carry a spoon in London. Acid is okay.
Crazy.
You can throw acid in people's faces. That's fine.
Yeah, just
you can
no
punch
knives.
People in the face in the street for no reason.
No knives, no guns.
Hit them with a beer bottle.
Yeah.
No, don't fucking carry a spoon, though.
Who's drinking tonight? Because I'm ready to get fucking hammered tonight. Cheers, guys.
Cheers.
Let's go.
Bottoms up. Cheers.
Thank God that fucking Cruz let the bar open today. Thank you, Cruz.
Thank you,
Cruz.
Who's our bartender over there? What's his name?
Emilio.
Emilio.
We're fucking later.
Yo, Emilio.
You can do about that. We're fucking later.
I think they got the feeling there was going to be a mutiny if they didn't give us a bartender tonight.
Yeah, I feel like that as well. Emilio, I'll be a bottom too. I don't like that wasn't me trying to dominate you. Yeah. You can dominate me. Whatever you want to do, it's fine, Emilio. We're going to have a great time tonight. Again, Matthew Best, Danny Warsnop, Jared Taylor is going to lead us off with a little bit of music, and hopefully you'll play a redemption song for my wife.
Oh, yeah, no, I wrote that, okay.
Yes, you know my favorite song of
that
yours.
That song, I'm going to try, listen, we're going to try it. I'm going to try a song today that I haven't played in a long time, but I'm going to try it.
Yes.
It's going to go one of two directions. If it goes bad, just don't put the videos on the internet or tell anyone.
Do you mind
ever.
If I play a song before you, you go. Real music?
That's a drinking song.
You don't want to follow me?
Today. No, Ross, just stay on stage for this one.
Oh, you want to stay for this one?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure, go ahead. Why not?
Can anybody else wonder how Jesse is married to Ross?
No.
She's so cool and pretty, and he takes pictures of butt plugs and is an asshole and very egotistical. Ross Patterson.
That's true.
Ross Patterson.
Oh, man, I feel like this song has been written.
Yeah, I love you. You're my best friend. But Ross Patterson.
Oh,
I can't believe Jesse is married to you.
Sure.
And you're also kind of fat.
Oh, no.
Oh, he went there.
Obviously, Jax, I've got an 8-pack with extra nipples today.
Hey,
so.
can you pull that audio and put it as a ringtone on iTunes?
Yeah, no.
I want that to be
Danny,
my phone ringer.
Why don't you give me a little backing music and I'll play the real song for you, Jesse. Yes, there we go. Ross Patterson. Very brave and fucking strong. Ross Patterson.
No.
He's got a dick that's fucking long.
It's fucking
Ross
short.
Patterson is better than One Tree Hill.
What?
Ross Patterson is coming in for the kill in that butthole. I love you. I love you. In the front and the back. I love you. I love you. In the front and the back. I love you. Jesse Wiseman, Ross Patterson. They're going to be together forever.
Stop. I mean, come on. You just compared yourself to One Tree Hill?
I did.
That was on the WB. You practically called yourself Kmart.
Ross, that was such a good song. I want to thank you for your service, man.
Oh, bless you.
Sergeant Major.
Bless you. Yes.
And all my old buddies I used to hang out with back in the working days, thank you for your service as well.
Gene Vandenham.
Sergeant Major.
No one has played a military person better than me in a movie.
Hey, I'm second best, dude. I'm good on that. You win that one.
You're welcome. And welcome to Drinking Bros. Again, Matthew Best, Danny Horsnop, Jared Taylor, D'Anthony Holloway, and I will be up shortly. But first, let's play some fucking music, dude, because we got drunk in Mexico today.
I got through most of the fun songs on the last time. I have one really fun one. I'm going to save it till the end because it's a cautionary tale, but I feel like you guys probably need it, and I probably should have opened with it last time after the events of the last couple days. But, for the sake of the truth never getting in the way of a good story, I wrote this song.
By the way, it's really awkward being up here with somebody I idolize and just having to listen. I love every second of it. It's great. Oh, fuck yeah.
Unload up your questions and pick up your sticks and your stones. We're going to be serious for a minute in case you didn't notice. And pretend I'm a shelter for heartbreaks that don't have a home. This is a segue, I promise. Choose the words that cut like a razor. But all that I'll say is far away. Take your best shot, show me what you got. Honey, I'm not afraid. Rear back and take aim. I'm far away. Well, I wish I could say that I've never been here before. But you know what I know, I'll always come back for more. Your love might be my damnation, but I'll cry to my grave. Shot, show me what you got. Honey, I'm not afraid. Rear back and take aim. Far away. Far. Show me what you got, honey, I'm not afraid. We are back in taking far away. Far away. Oh, far. Far away.
Ooh-hoo-hoo.
I'm horny.
I'm Woo! Pregnant.
So I wrote that song, only me.
Just you, the Just only me. Person ever to ever sing
I'm
that song.
Pregnant. Anyone who's ever sung that song. So that song was by a guy called Chris Stapleton, and the reason that Yeah.
Who's that?
He's this guy who just kind of jokes my style.
Get it?
I just threw him on the spot with that one. Do you remember it? We didn't practice that.
This is called the Fuck It Show.
This is when you realize that I sound like him. Used to spend my nights out of the ballroom. found the little one that I've always tried. But you rescued me from the bottom, saved me from being too far gone. You're as smooth as Tennessee whiskey. You're as sweet as strawberry wine. You're as warm as a glass of brandy. Honey, I stay stoned on your love all the time.
I don't remember the second verse. Which like
that was good. You came out of nowhere there. We didn't play that at all.
But beautiful.
So here's why that's a segue. So this next song, Russ asked me to play. I haven't played this in a very long time.
Please do. In all sincerity, Jesse's been through a lot on this cruise. I love you very much.
Shock. She's been a lot through that marriage, dude.
Well.
She goes through a lot of spending a Sunday at home with you.
Yeah, probably. Actually, sorry, Jesse. Thank you for your service.
Thank
I know I said that to
service.
Ross earlier.
Thank you, Jesse.
But
thank
I swear
you.
To God.
Love you.
You're
Wake
American
to fall,
hero.
The real
an
MVP.
American hero.
And Noelle. There
well, yeah, Noelle's married to me. Yeah, she knows.
Wait, are we good?
I hang that bee device on her neck every single
mine?
Day.
No, Jared, we're not doing a shout-out to
she's
you.
She's not here.
We're going to shout-out 16 girls. Oh, to Jared's first wife. Third wife, ninth wife.
Wait, where is your girlfriend? Is
it... I don't know.
No oh. one does.
Is
no
that your
we'll get into
now?
We'll get into that
I
fucking
lost
thing
her
later.
Earlier.
Is that your girlfriend now?
I don't know.
Yeah. Who's the girl who got lost in Aruba? That's what I feel like this is right now.
Aruba, Bahama.
Nope, not appropriate okay. for that. She's right. murdered. That is a murdered girl. Holloway, Natalie Holloway.
Has no one connected
Dan,
the dots?
Big shock. Dan's probably responsible. Yes, but in all sincerity, this is my favorite song you've ever done.
Thank you.
You've Chris, not played it live? Is that true?
I've not played. Well, I've played it acoustically a few times, but it was when I was still living in Nashville. So that was 3 years ago.
Okay.
And it was the one of the first songs that I did for that record, and it was actually Chris Stapleton wrote it, and then I.
He wrote, no shit.
Yes, that was a Chris Stapleton. Right?
Man, so if you...
Not listen, all of it, but most of it.
If you listened to that episode where I interviewed Danny in Akron,
yeah.
I told you, I said, look, you could make a huge country album if you just did 12 songs of this.
That Chris Stapleton wrote, yeah.
Yeah, I did not know Chris Stapleton did it.
Which was a super awesome thing to hear, considering that 2 years prior to that, I released a country album that he clearly didn't hear, and it wasn't huge. So
I didn't hear it. No, but I was deaf for a
no,
couple of years.
To be fair, he lives under a rock, and it went number one.
Yes.
So fuck it.
And I got trapped in a bathtub accident. I went deaf for a couple of years. Got
bathtub.
My hearing back now. So for Jesse, this is for you. I love you. I'm sorry for all of this. Whoever the guy was who gave the $2,500 away at the strip club, I'm sorry for that as well.
This is also Super the sorry. Song that I might fuck up, because he asked me to do this during
It's Drinking Bros. I think we're going to be
It's Drinking Bros. We're fine.
You're going to get the first verse, that's for sure.
And I fucked up plenty of times for you. I love you, baby!
This does sound like that song.
This is our song!
Yeah! Is that it?
Let me hear some rumblements! I thought my first love would be my wife. In July, she moved away from me. I thought I would be my wife. Never know. Away from you.
Sounds great.
Damn yeah, it, Danny, I'm going to get divorced, you fucking asshole. Real words.
Man, I never thought he'd be an old man.
This is where it gets hairy.
And I didn't know all those years ago. Thank you.
I thought you said you were going to get the first verse right.
No, I said you'd get a first verse.
Never thought my whole life would change.
No, it wasn't. It's,
never thought that was hard to find. Until I let my pride cost me one. Never thought that my whole life would change. Till I heard the doctor say lost my daughter. Never really knew what I was on until I laid that heart beating outside my chest and God. And I didn't know all those years ago how the years ago.
Remember the lyrics?
Yeah, that's the end.
And I didn't know all those years ago.
Nearly got it. For pulling out of my
thank
ass,
you,
I'm not
Danny.
Too big.
Thank you, thank you.
He did it. He did. You're not getting a divorce after that one, Ross.
Did that save our marriage? Yes or no? Did that save our marriage? Yeah?
Yeah! Whoa! She's on the mids.
In the middle? Hey,
she's waiting for the summer of Swayze to end tonight.
Hey,
yeah.
Ross, I got this.
You got it?
I can save the marriage.
Okay, great.
Oh, let's do it. Can I help?
Let's do
it.
The married couple isn't here anymore, but this is to them and also any other lovers in the room.
Mm.
I hadn't played this song in a while. Obviously, I haven't been on tour in a while. My wife's sleeping, but it's her song.
Oh, this is, yeah. Bring out the fucking lighters on this one.
Wait, yeah. Hey, Parker, just for health and safety reasons, can we get some wet floor signs?
Hey, yes. Yeah, can we, get, yes. Can we get a little more reverb on Danny's vocals?
Gonna
hit me,
not gonna
hit me with the
mops.
Reverb, you're going to need it.
Yeah, hit some reverb
mops.
On these vocals. Come
a
up a little
bit. A lot of
bit.
Ladies getting wet right now. Going to need some mops, Parker.
Yeah. And Danny, I'm going to turn my guitar off like this, watch, and then I'm going to pretend I can strum the song with you. Look, yeah. See, it doesn't even play. This is our song.
You look great, Matt.
She runs with the water and dances with the flames. She floats with the breeze. She gathered her armies and tore down my walls. Love me with everything, 'cause I believe angels come around here, 'cause I see right in front of me. So here I stand, holding out my hand, singing an angel to believe. Oceans between us, her voice feels like home. It pulls me back to her. When the morning's upon us, intertwined as one, she makes heaven of everything. And I believe angels come around here, 'cause I see one right in front of me. So here I stand, holding out my hand, singing angel to believe in me. And she sings, you are so beautiful to me.
You guys ever heard of crowd participation? Okay.
She is so beautiful to me.
This is what we're going to do. We're going to be super sexist. Or should we do it by race? No.
No, we're good.
Okay, so what we're going to do.
She is so beautiful.
Ladies are going
to
do that.
To me.
Ladies are going to do that. And then the guys are coming, going to come in. They're going to do this.
She is so beautiful to me.
That seems a little complex.
Very complex. Come on.
She is so
ladies.
Like that? You said? Is that
okay.
How you did it?
Ladies, are you ready? Listen, because you say that, but I do this all the time, and you guys are always super loud, as per. And then it comes to go time, and here's what I get. And it's fucking pathetic. And then the guys fucking wipe the floor with you, and then Twitter gets mad at me. So here's what I'm going to do. Ladies, are you ready? Okay.
She is so beautiful. Here we go. We can do this.
You are so beautiful.
What did I fucking tell you?
There it is.
Did I fucking tell you?
Since we stopped the show, what's your name? What's your name, special lady? Mariah.
Yeah, she's helping out with the show.
Mariah,
thank you.
Mariah, thank you.
I didn't even see that till just now.
Pussies are wet.
It's so good.
Pussies are wet. Continue.
You know what they're not, though? Singing. Ladies, you want to try that again? I'm going to give you a shot of redemption. Here we go.
You are so beautiful to me.
All right, if that's how you want to leave it.
That was really lackluster. I even sang with the chicks.
Listen. Hey,
five
but you guys are
men.
So strong and independent and powerful.
Yeah. Oh, so this is why Twitter gets mad.
Aren't you guys all equal? Fucking step it up, dude. When Danny asks you to sing, you sing.
Guys!
We got this.
She is so beautiful.
Come on!
Me.
See what I'm fucking
there
talking about?
There we go. There we go.
Hey, you guys are always way louder than us. Why is now just the fucking exception? Observation. Just saying. Ladies, I'm going to give you one more shot.
You are so beautiful.
Come on!
To me.
There you fucking go.
There it is. There it is.
Woo!
'Cause I believe angels come around here, 'cause I see one right in front of me. So here I stand, holding out my hand, singing angels to believe in me. I believe that angels come around here, 'cause I see one right in front of me, right in front of me.
There it is. There it is.
All right, I'm going to play. Oh, thank you. Oh, yes.
Impromptu shots.
Aren't you
from
a dude?
Real quick, real quick.
You knew what we were going to drink. Thanks, yeah. Dude.
Chris, yeah. Bear with. Where are you at?
I'm going to be hammered
Chris.
By the
Where's
end of this
Chris?
Show.
Is it Chris?
It's
Chris,
your birthday?
This is just a
fuck.
This is in case you didn't know.
Nicole. Oh, we got two birthdays.
Hey, listen. Hey, here's here's what we're gonna do. I'm gonna play one more song. Wait, you have a song to play?
I don't have any. We got a whole show.
Yeah,
to
we haven't played Percy Whistle.
Yeah.
Hey, listen. Here's the beauty about tonight. We can do whatever the fuck we want, so we're just going to do it.
Guys, can you actually, I'm going to interrupt real quick. Can you give a shout out? So Greasy and I used to work back with the Redacted company back there. He's a buddy that's on the cruise tonight. Good friend of mine. I want to give a shout out. Greasy, love you, buddy. Thanks for coming out. You too, Thrasher. Love you guys. So they're nice enough to swing by tonight. And, we used to work together, and they don't hate me for writing the book. So thank you.
Hey, real quick,
rhymes with the CIA.
Hey,
rhymes with the CIA. Oh, I can't say that.
It was the KFC.
One of your close friends that became close friends with us didn't get on the boat because he was late.
Yeah, he still works for a Redacted agency.
Well, he wasn't late. His flight got delayed.
You know, to Rocco. Oh, actually, hold on. Can we actually do this, guys? No, sorry.
He would love this. Yeah. He would love because he wanted to be here.
His flight got delayed, and buddy of mine, we were in the agency forever. He showed up 30 minutes after they let them board, and he lost $2,000. So can we give a shout? Rocco is his name. So I'm going to give him this, all right? Rocco, we love you. Rocco. We all miss you and wish you were on the cruise. Can we give a high five, Rocco? Yeah! To Rocco. Love you, buddy. Sorry you missed the cruise. Sorry. I told him, I said, you were with the CIA. Find your ass on the way in the fucking boat, you idiot.
I know, right?
He didn't do it.
Yeah, Redacted!
And that's why the Russians are winning.
That's crazy. It's crazy. Breaking news. Osama bin Laden's kid has been killed.
Yeah.
That's real. 19 years, we'll still find those motherfuckers and blow them up. So, yes. Yes, we are.
Listen, hey, so here's what we're going to do. We're gonna play two more songs. It's going to be Pussy Whistle.
I'd love to hear it.
We definitely are.
Love to hear it.
And then I'm going to play a song for you guys that I haven't played in a long time, but I feel like it's super fucking appropriate.
Sing that one. I don't want to sing.
Well, I'll play it first, and then you can play that.
Yes.
This song, hey, just a heads up, the end of the second verse does require people to drink liquor. So if you don't have liquor, you have about
I need a friend.
To fucking acquire
I need a friend to help me. I can't leave.
This is another one I might fuck up because I do it all the time.
I love the exit to the bar. Let's get it. Yes, let's get it. Yeah. Absolutely.
I'm about to grab one of those guitars and play Seven Drunken Nights. That requires seven
drinks. Let's fucking do it.
Am I quiet?
They brought a bartender here? No, you're great.
Are you sure?
Positive.
I can't hear shit up here.
Oh, yeah.
I'm deaf.
I need that
3M fucking lawsuit.
You sound great. All three of you sound great. The bartender sounds even better right now. Only in Drinking Bros can you do this shit. Yeah.
That's why I married you, babe.
Can you hear this?
Oh, yeah.
It's not drugs. It's nicotine gum.
With LSD on it.
Nope. Not a drug guy.
Are we ready?
Yeah!
Let's do it!
They're gonna get it.
She'll try. Up in the meters. This is a terrible show.
No, you're good.
It's god awful.
All right, we ready?
Oh, it's great.
This is a great show.
Just kidding, Ross.
Anyone who's seen the music video for this song always has a question. Hey, was that real? No. One of them wasn't real. When you see a hand come in and wipe my mouth, that was pickle juice and it was fucking disgusting.
Oh my god.
All the other ones are real. If any drink within that music video was going to make me puke, it was going to be the fucking pickle juice. I don't like pickles. Fun fact about me.
Matt's going to be blacked out.
I can hear that buzz coming a mile away. Got a one-way ticket. It's been a long damn day. Coming over the bar, picking up steam. Better set it down for he makes a wreck out of me. If he's there too long, I'm gonna finish off the whole damn thing. Don't overdrink it, you know that's what I'm thinking. You try to get it all in one night, well I'm sure it's gonna be alright. Don't overdrink it, your ship's gonna come in sinking. But no, this one was safe. Let's keep your hope afloat. If you have just enough to let it go, don't overdrink it. It's almost drinking time. Well, I know that monkey's got a hold on your back. It's the middle of the month and that paycheck ain't gonna last. For a lot of us, when we twist that top and pour on a man, it's hard to stop. I know whiskey ain't the answer, but it's damn sure worth the shot.
Never drink alone, Danny.
But don't overdrink it. You know that's what I'm thinking. You try to get it all in one night. Well, that shit never works out right. Don't overdrink it. Your ship's gonna come in sinking. All I know is my hopes are full. If you have just enough to let it go, don't overdrink it. Cause no tequila ain't never paid the rent. And the bourbon knows where my money went. The beer won't steal when I can drive. And this car of mine don't run on shine. I thought about this too long. Now the whole damn bottle's gone. Cause I overdrank it. You sure don't know what I was thinking. Hell knows my hopes are full. But I'm sure it's gonna be alright. Cause I overdrank it. My ship's gonna come in sinking. All I know is my hopes are full. And how about way more than I know, I know, I know. I overdrank it. Thank you, Drinking Bro, so much. It has been a goddamn pleasure. Until next time, here's the rest of the fucking show.
Danny Warsnoff, ladies and gentlemen. God damn it.
I'm good.
Yes, you are good. Fucking A, you were good. Jesus Christ, you're almost on a Ross Patterson level of good you are. You were great. No, amazing.
So, Ross, they all know that I'm playing the whole EP of Blind Story.
Yes.
From my book.
Correct. Okay. If you've not read Mr. Matthew Best's book, thank
that's
you
a joke.
For my
can
service?
We get some other people up
no,
here?
It's Jesus not. Christ. No, it's not, Matthew. In his book, Matt was in an emo band called Blind Story.
I'm literally not playing it, so I don't even remember it.
You
so.
Will and you won't. You will.
I don't remember
and you
it, guys.
No, I know you don't. I know
it
you
probably
don't.
Probably sound like this, like, my dad hates me, mom loves me, girls don't like me. That's about what it sounded like.
No, it is, but I also want to hear some songs from the audience. Does anybody have an emo song that you want Matt to play? Right now.
Actually, let's ask
I thought we were playing Pussy Whistle.
No,
we can. What? We can.
All right.
No.
I think we should end the show with Pussy Whistle. That's my thing. Any emo songs that you want to hear Matt Best play from Blind Story? Well, there
Violence
we go.
Jesus,
lovers.
That's a hard one. Which I know one? What he's talking about.
Which one?
Jesus, Ohio is for, for lovers?
Ohio is for lovers. That doesn't
Hawthorne
sound like a
Heights.
Song, but rather a
yeah.
sexual
Hawthorne
position.
Heights.
Ross, I got a better idea. Let's pick a genre where I can talk shit about the person. They get to pick the genre, and
they
I get to talk
the genre,
shit.
You, we,
perfect.
We play.
Right there. Look, oh, you ready?
Lovers. What do you got? What do you got?
Genre?
Yes. Just pick a genre.
Country.
Country.
Country. Okay. There we go. Country. Yeah. Country.
Well, I wear a triggered shirt as if I'm a man. But my wife pegs me in the ass every day she can.
Every day she can.
But when she fucks me, baby, I come hard. So you're wearing a triggered shirt. I thought it'd fit.
No, you're
try to get that
shirt.
Johnny Cash going.
Oh, there it is.
Exactly. And his wife is with him. Have you pegged him?
Not yet.
Oh, not yet.
No.
So
baby,
is this
you
something
should
that
pay.
Might happen?
It's
on the table.
Yeah.
Well, usually the dildo's on the table, so we're proud of you. Proud of you. Who's got another genre you want to pick? There we go.
Oh, okay.
80s hair band.
Oh, shit. 80s hair band. There we go.
Oh, shit. How did you do that in the case?
You're going to have to go. Yeah.
Fuck you for picking a hard song on the acoustic.
No. You're not.
That was good.
Hey, open
good.
It up. Hey, Matthew, open it up. You know an 80s hair band song. Come on. No. Poison.
Oh.
Ah.
Yeah.
Come on. There we go. Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, Take the hat off. Take the fucking hat off.
I don't want to look at the mic, Ross. How's it start?
We both love
you guys at sucked at that, right? We can write about guns. Here, let me go.
We both lie silent still, holding our SBRs. Biddle's trying to take my guns away, but I'll fuck him in the ass out of dominance. Cause if you fuck with me, then I'll fuck you.
Right in the butts,
right in the butt.
Right in the pooper, Biddle O'Rourke. Your name is Robert. Biddle O'Rourke, your name is Robert.
They got aggressive. They got
sorry about that. No, sorry.
I think everybody's at the bar.
We'll tone it down. Another genre out of
lost
someone.
Whatever.
What do you? Craig Dulesky, what do you got?
Gospel.
Oh, gospel. Okay. Gospel.
Ooh, it is a nice challenge, Craig Dulesky.
Jared put on that goddamn 80 cents chocolate on that fucking thing.
There we go.
Let's go. We need
synth
a piano.
It up. Synth it up, Jared.
I'll just grab the fucking piano because Jared's not going to do it.
Oh.
We know he doesn't plan anything.
I'm finding it.
Are you a pianist? I've got a 12-inch pianist as well.
I can't find the organ.
Hi-yo, Gregors. Greg, is Iowa still a state? Yes or no? Are they winning? What's the score? Why is it delayed? Who gets delayed in a fucking football game? Lightning. Christ, you could have Kevin Costner playing with his fucking imaginary kid in the outfield. Can't have a fucking football game going on. That's Iowa, ladies and gentlemen. Let's have a catch. I want to have a catch with my dad. Go fucking bankrupt. There we go.
I swear the drinking bros better love. And Ross Patterson is not skinny. He is fat.
Ah. That's all I got.
That's all you need.
Can we start this show, or are we just going to get drunk and play music?
Let's start the show. D'Anthony Holloway, why don't you join us on stage? Welcome to Drinking Bros, kids.
Yeah! Danny Warstop, I'm looking for you, buddy.
A love song ain't something that I would ever write. But I grabbed this pen and paper, wrote this song tonight. Your pussy makes me whistle. Your pussy makes me whistle.
You guys gotta whistle that shit.
This song's about vaginas.
I forgot these lyrics, so I'll just sing like this. But I fucked Noel today and it was freaking awesome.
Amazing.
No, now we switch up to emo just like we did the other night.
Short pussy makes me whistle. No one knows how much it makes me feel. You make me scream, you make me cream, and maybe it's that whistle.
That whistle.
Did we write a new song?
I don't know.
Your pussy makes me whistle. Your pussy makes me whistle.
Ain't nobody stopping the Drinking Bros cruise when we come through. Ain't nobody knows Ross is fat. Okay, let's start the show.
No, I'm not. I'm jacked as fuck. I have an 8-pack and high nipples. Because that is Mexico.
The shirt is off, dude.
We are in Mexico.
He's not even wearing a shirt.
He's definitely not wearing a shirt.
There's no way wearing a shirt.
He's not even wearing a shirt. That's
so
the shirt.
We got off on the cruise today in Mexico, yep. Obviously.
Yep.
Shocked that there wasn't a wall.
Nice throw.
You are really sending that, man.
No. I was surprised.
I'm surprised they let you back on the boat.
Here's why I say that.
Isn't there a weight luggage load thing that you can't get back in the boat?
Like, I'm sorry,
over
sir.
700 pounds?
You can't get back. But I will say this. So when we got off the boat, the reason why I'm saying this is every Mexican dude was wearing a Trump Tower shirt where it was just like, hey, man, we're on the other side of the wall.
I don't think that's real.
That is.
Oh,
it
no.
Is.
So whenever a football team loses a Super Bowl, all those shirts like go to Middle Eastern countries, Africa.
Correct.
Countries. So whenever whenever a campaign fails, they send all those shirts to some third world shithole.
Yes.
Wait, speaking of Trump shit, did everyone see this guy's hat? He showed me this the other
no,
night.
No, what do you got? What do
oh,
you got?
Oh, that's Kirill right there. That's Slut Whisperer.
Ah.
He says, make America not a bunch of cunts offended by everything again.
Yeah, go
that's
to
fair. That's yeah. fair.
That's so, fucking right.
I'll tell you
on
this.
The
this
money.
Is the thing. I'll take a little Evan fucking Hafer rant right here. It's not about what political spectrum you land on, what you think, what you fucking sleep with. It's about being a good person, loving people, and being fucking awesome and getting drunk together
Whoa!
And coming together as one. I fucking
yeah!
love it!
We just got a rant.
Hey, Jack, take us to church. Take us to church. Say it again.
I swear.
I don't care who you voted for.
It's who you are inside.
Ha! Whether you're white, black, Asian, mixed, Blasian, which is black and Asian.
Okay, let's talk about how Ross sure. looks like Steven Seagal
yes.
right now. It's really fucking
good. Why is so many
you're the version of
he
Anderson.
He looks like Seagal.
We can.
Fat
we can.
Seagal.
Well, Vin Seagal.
Why is so Dude, many of Steven Seagal's friends like tiny little children, though?
Jack Seagal.
Need rescue.
Jack Seagal.
Is this so, Ron Seagal?
Like,
Ron.
You're Steven Seagal's shitty brother that has a
Ron Seagal,
job.
Yeah.
Regal.
Ron Seagal.
Yes, Ron Seagal.
Yeah. Regal.
It's Southern but Alabama.
If you listen, if you to crop a photo of the back of your head, like at the neck,
yes,
and just then up, but from behind, you're like a 9-year-old girl.
Wow. I
oh,
could
man,
get traffic.
With a chubby face.
We're in Mount.
Look at yourself.
From the back. You can't see the face.
Oh, God. That's a terrible photo. It's a terrible photo. So we've been doing Summer of Swayze all summer long. Appreciate everybody who's been following the show and listening. At this point, we're going to bring somebody on stage to cut off the
oh,
summer
whoa.
Of Swayze on the stage.
Who's doing it? Who's doing it?
It's whose birthday? It's your oh, both of hers. Why is she two people? Oh, well, hers and his. Yes, yes.
Someone get
her.
Pregnant when we started this show.
I trust her. I trust her. Would you like to come up on stage and cut off the Summer of Swayze?
Your hat's back here.
Honored.
You just tipped
honored.
It.
Honored.
Oh, there we go.
Come on,
there
camera.
On
guy.
Who? Behind the guitar.
On who? Which one?
No,
wow. You honor, really set her up for failure.
Well, did we or didn't
hey,
we?
Give me a little keys, Jared. Give me a little keys.
Yeah.
Let's make this intense. Let's make this intense.
What is
either
your
way.
What is
do
your
we want organ?
Of
do we want strings? What do you guys need?
Give me strings. Well, I'm going to narrate this.
Well, yeah, we're going to need strings. Hang on, but I want to find out your level of hairdressery. It's been a long day
all
summer.
All you have to do is nope. cut the hair off.
She has no experience whatsoever, which makes her the perfect person to do it. So, yeah.
It is up to you.
You ready?
To sell this.
Take a knee, Ross. Take a knee, guy. Come on.
Oh, my God. It's going to go.
But he bows before no one. Oh, shit. It's going. Oh. Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for
Caitlyn Jenner.
Stop, Jared, real quick. Can you just do one power move? This is make my whole night. Get on your knees real quick, Jared. Or Ross, please. Just on your knees. One knee.
On my knees towards you?
Can you turn
up
right here? Just right here. Just right here.
Okay, great.
Right
yep,
here.
Yep.
Nope.
Yep.
Right here.
Nope. Yep. Yep.
And just
stab him in the back of the head.
No, a little better than that.
Ooh!
Oh, God.
That's what I want you to get him. You hold his hair. You got him.
You got him. You got it.
No, you
Holy
keep that.
Shit.
No, get let her keep that, no. dude.
She gets to keep this. This
That's
is a lot.
Keep
saying,
sell
this
that
is
shit.
A lot. I
you like, could get about 14 yeah. cents for that on
you
Craigslist.
You get to keep it. You get to keep it. Yeah. You get to keep it.
His
Thank you.
Gone.
What's your name? Nicole. Nicole gets to keep the hair forever.
Happy birthday, Nicole. Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Hey. Yeah, happy birthday, Nicole. Also, have we noticed how Ross now automatically wants to talk to the manager?
Yes, I do.
Look.
Hey, Ross, surprisingly, your hair looks way better right now.
This is a very Karen moment.
It's better.
So when we go to this cruise dinner tonight, I'm going to need to talk to their fucking manager about this shrimp cocktail.
I didn't make the soundtrack.
I honestly did not.
Stranger Things.
Yeah, it's.
Okay, so I have to start the show off because I just want to do this. So
sure.
Let's talk about life here, guys. So Jared's girlfriend that he brought has been passed out since like 11 in the morning consistently.
You mean let's talk about Jared?
Monday. Yeah. And then, Monday. You didn't specify the day.
And she made out with a girl today that also I apparently heard got morally casual with multiple drinking bros.
Shut the fuck up.
Trained. So, she got trained.
So
talk,
I don't know what you guys did last night, but I'm very intrigued.
Walk us through it, dude.
I was asleep.
Yeah, I know you were. We woke you up. Matt and I woke you up.
Because I stayed with all of these guys until about 7 on the back
pool.
Is that late?
No.
Thank
I mean,
you.
It's
apparently
late.
I just paid for
when we were when we were hammered at 11 a.m. taking doubles for the show. So I was
don't blame it on the show, you piece of shit.
He was doing it for the show.
You piece of
shit. For the show. Listen, no. I can't
show.
Do
you're
it.
A drunk fucking piece of shit. That's why it happened.
Duh.
Yeah.
So where is she now? Because last night, Matt.
Oh,
and
she's
I,
dead.
Yeah,
she's dead.
No, literally, we did a health and welfare check. All of her wives.
No lie.
Midnight.
So the dogs, Jesse, lovely Jesse, and Ross, yes. And Victoria, and Danny, Noelle. Myself, and my wife, we went and checked on Jared at 1 in the morning. We beat down his door. We almost
so after
down.
You woke us up, you
yeah, because
activated,
we were concerned
you,
with yes, the well-being of
but you
your
activated
woman.
Her again. She went out, and then Lucas had to bring her home.
No way.
At like
shut
3 a.m.
Is that a picture?
I was like, we finally got to sleep, you
there's
cunt.
A Jesus picture of her Christ. Blowing a dude. Jesus Christ,
with
Jared.
Her mouth on his penis.
Oh, my God, dude. Are
I
you cool with that?
I didn't see that picture, but yeah.
That's a great
cool
shirt,
that.
By the
she's
way.
Cool with that.
That's a and great it, shirt. Coffee Magic?
Coffee
but,
Magic
But
he
great.
Delivered her back home.
Yes,
he's
is.
A classy individual. Yes. By the way, he makes customs knives if you guys want any custom knives.
He also
proud
of him.
He also gave me some edibles.
Real quick, where was the 65-year-old woman in the crowd? Because she was willing
she's
to volunteer her life.
Gas lady.
There
I know,
it is.
I speak German.
There it is. Yes. Yes, you.
When
you, special
a man
lady.
Loves a woman.
Stand up real quick.
Wait, we have another man. We have another man in the same age group. Wait, maybe we just do this. Like, let's make amends.
100%. And Matt, I'm glad you brought that up.
Yeah,
because there
they're
was a
have
gentleman
sex.
You guys can
who
flirt
said
and have
he
fun.
Would he would love to have sex with you, and it was this guy. It was this guy right here. And that's true.
Oh,
that's true.
Yeah.
Ooh la la.
That is true, right? Yes.
You know.
You can leave American, your hat okay? on.
By the way, this lady. Is the old guy from last night that fucks whores.
Yes.
But he's going to
fuck. She's looking for a quick buck, dude. She got to pay rent.
Yes. Don't worry. No one's going to see this.
You can be friends, right? You can be friends. Yes.
No one will ever see this. Everybody keep your fucking mouth shut.
Yeah. So hey, that's drinking bros rules.
That's drinking bros us. Rules. Here's the thing. He said he's a very happily married man, but he's
you'd
willing
be a little
to
bit
have
happier.
Sex with her on this cruise.
What happens on a cruise stays on a cruise.
International waters.
Maritime law.
I'll tell you what. You guys don't have to do anything but have a good drink
together.
Wait.
So the question has been posed. My lady, what is your answer?
No means yes.
She's saying
that's
no.
That's what my wife
okay.
told me.
No, it's fine. But how about a hand job?
Over the pants.
OTP.
She said maybe. She said maybe for a hand job.
OTP.
Maybe for a hand job. There we go. What we try to do is improve one life at a time. You might be getting a handy. You're welcome for our service.
Hey, speaking of that.
Oh, you got a 20 on it. Look at you. Let me ask you this. Do you want to watch?
Yeah, why not?
Oh, come on.
No, because he's my man.
He's selling some watches. That's
I'm curious. Hold on. What is it? Can the bartender pour 50 shots of Jameson there on me? Let's get everybody fucking drunk.
Yeah. Oh, tell that motherfucker
50 Holy shots of Jameson.
Shit.
Let's fucking go. 50
shots of Jameson.
50 that's shots. Real. It's on me. Let's go.
Hey, Matt, I'm gonna get his name. What's your name?
After the cruise, I paid $1,000 to that couple. And then
hang on. I just where's
hey, it's almost like someone just made the New York Times bestseller three weeks in a row.
There it is.
Hold on.
Where's Tim Morris at right now?
His name is Igor. He said he can pour all fucking 50 shots. Igor,
don't be a poor shot.
Igor,
I want to know where Tim Morris is. Where's Tim Morris?
But seriously, put those on Ross's room if you can.
Motherfucker.
Hey, where
you've committed a drinking bro crime.
Yes.
I asked you for vodka soda, and this is vodka tonic.
But you're lucky to get a double. He wouldn't give me a double.
That was the roast, dude.
I'm allergic to tonic, motherfucker. I'm about to die.
You know what happens now? It's a fucking rape sesh. Yes. I'm going to take Tim away.
Yeah.
And he's going to get raped.
He is hereby sentenced.
You are sentenced to a rape sesh. By the way, if you don't know who Tim Morris is, he's one of our admins.
He's the Roastmaster General on Comedy Central.
Yes. Woo! We have two of them here.
Correct.
Mr. Tim Morris, Mr. Eric Totel.
Eric, come up here.
They have been Drinking Bros' main admins.
Eric.
There's Eric Totel right there.
For 5 years.
Yes.
Hey, Eric.
5 years, these guys have managed over 100,000 people.
Yes.
So as a full volunteer basis, too. This is not a job.
Yeah. They take all the money. They give none of it to these guys.
Eric, come to the front of the stage, for real. You and Tim Morris are the godfathers. So I was telling you last night at dinner.
Kiss.
You'll do it. You'll kiss. Oh, shit.
No, but...
Fuck.
That worked?
That was icky.
Hey, Eric wants to get footage of everybody talking about Drinking Bros News.
We're going to do the news. Yeah, we'll do the news thing here in a second. We're going to get it done.
We'll stay here because this is like a sincere thing. You guys have been running a group of 103,000 people for how many years? Yeah, my hair got
5 years.
Up.
It's fine.
5 years. You've been running a group of 103,000 people who have been really, really fucked up online.
Yeah.
So you've had to go through these posts.
Yeah, because when you guys have to do what you have to do, they personally attack you.
So everybody on this cruise has been like, hey, man, can I get a picture with Tim or with Eric?
The Dollar Tree version of the autographs.
Not at all. No.
You guys have
used your words, Tim. Use your words, Tim.
I may have invented the shot train. Yes, he did. He actually did invent the shot train.
So a fact that very few know is we've had a 0% churn rate of Drinkin' Bro admins from 5 years ago.
Correct.
The same 18 people are the same 18 people today.
Yeah.
And that's fucking rare.
It's amazing.
Yeah. And they're all fucking scumbags. Yes.
So, for all of the homoerotic jokes we've told and Drinkin' Bros, I'm going to give you a kiss.
All right,
buddy.
Oh! Jesse, there was some fucking saliva there.
There it is. She allowed it. She allowed it.
She also greenlit three hand jobs.
I'm almost to 185, and then it's our turn.
But hey,
Ross is now going to ski style hand job both of you to climax in front of everybody.
I got my hair cut tonight. I'm Jackson.
How you're
fuck.
Still married
I'm
is so fucking
man.
Impressive.
Hey,
to a beautiful
to be
sweetheart
fair,
like Jesse. Like,
to be
you.
Fair, I'm still married.
No, you're not.
No, he is.
Nope.
It's a technicality, but
yeah,
he is.
Nope.
And I bring dates to my house.
To be fair, why?
So Ross told me not to say this. I was like, we didn't really prepare for this show. And he was like, don't say that. And I was like, hey.
It's not true. We prepared.
Okay, we did. But maybe we just want to hang out with you guys. What do you guys want to see? Do you want to play music? Do you want us to talk some shit? What do you guys want, man? We're here to hang out.
This is your episode.
Talk shit? Okay, we can do that. We love that.
Hey, Ross.
I tell you what.
You guys want to hear about dinner last night?
Yes. So, hey, wait, real quick. We are unbelievably grateful that you guys are here. So any questions you have, we will take them.
No, this is our family, dude. You guys are our family, man.
For real.
It means the most to us that you're here. So.
I feel like we are all family. We've all eaten together, hung out together, fucking raged
together.
Wait.
Ross, bring it back. So you said eat together, which is really bizarre.
Eat together.
Because someone didn't eat together on the formal dinner of the Queers.
I'm not going to catch
shit. Cut his mic!
I'm not catching shit for that because I was out with all of them on the back pool for 6 hours drinking.
Really? Because then they were with us at dinner.
I thought it was formal and I didn't pack
anything. Jared, let me show you something. Danny, come up here real quick. let me show you something. Ready? Ask me to take an edible at 11 a.m.
Hey, you want to take an edible at 11 a.m.?
No, I'm kind of good, man. I got this dinner tonight.
Because it's 11 a.m.
Yeah, I got this dinner tonight. You see how good that went? That was super easy.
That's
dude.
What happened to Jared last night.
Here's another one. Okay, setting up the cruise. I'm Jared. You're you because you might need to know some things about the cruise.
Okay.
Like about maybe like what to wear. I'm like, hey, so we're doing this cruise. Do you have any questions? No, I'm Jared. You're you.
Sorry. Yeah, so
there it is.
So, like, I want to make sure everybody has a great fan experience and hangs out and supports us and all that stuff. What should I wear? But Jared,
Come back real quick. Yeah.
So, are we doing a show?
Probably.
Okay. Are we playing music?
Yeah.
Okay. Tomorrow?
We're there for some days. So listen, Danny's gonna be there. There'll be some music.
Yeah, yeah.
This sounds like a bunch of liberal bullshit.
Oh shit!
Come on.
The only thing liberal is that dumbass attitude sitting in that fucking bar stool. Fucking damn.
Goddamn right. Hey, what do you want to ask?
The end of that skit was, hey, do I need to pack anything special? Nah.
Nope.
Nah, no need. Nope.
Now,
no
this, need. This one of the nights is like a special fucking dinner that you can't get unless you got a collar, but you don't pack whatever.
Exactly.
By the way, I do want to be Jared. I got
I'm just
troll.
Pretentious. I didn't get that memo either. I'm just,
I got to troll just... Jared one more time. Okay, come on, Danny. So you're an elevator.
Am I Jared or are you Jared?
No, you're just an elevator.
I'm an elevator.
So this you're just an elevator. Okay, now you're Jared. Hey, Jared, you good, buddy?
Yeah.
Hey, so you're going to the cruise dinner. Like, we have to change and wear dress clothes tonight, right? Are you
I'm good,
going?
I'm
no,
good.
But you're in poor shorts and your bloodshot eyes and you're kind of high as fuck and your girl's passed out. You're coming to the dinner, right?
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay. That was my night last night, literally, because everybody was there. You guys saw it. We took photos. Jared Taylor, everybody. Lord Hot
Jared
Dog.
Jared Taylor,
it's
everybody.
It's not an act. It's real. It's real.
That was real life.
Hey, so what's your name and what's your question?
My name's Greg, and there were a few of us at the pool yesterday, and I just had a question. Who had the best Speedo?
Dude, that was hard because you came out strong. You were first and foremost pulling out the Speedo.
Yes.
Who's the gentleman that pulled it out after you? That was awesome.
There he is. What's your name?
That was a good showing of dongs. I liked it.
How big is your dick? Because it looked huge and then that Speedo.
I mean, you know, an Ocho respects an Ocho.
Oh, welcome to Mexico. Welcome to Mexico. That's an 8-inch dick this guy's got.
No, actually, Ocho. Hold on, Ross. You don't know currency exchange rates. That's a 5-inch dick, bro.
Wow.
Come on, man. Ocho Cinco.
Got a Cinco.
Sorry,
we got
I
a
got
Cinco
the math
in this
brain,
motherfucker.
Bro.
What's your name?
Yeah.
All right,
hey,
I'm
Parker.
I'm Dan.
Hey, Parker.
I remember
Parker.
When you.
Hey.
Parker.
Hey, Danny. Your drinking can come later. Jesus Christ, you're British.
Hey!
By the way, the fucking bartender Emiliano were those
can't
shots.
Go without.
Emilio, those shots. Jesus Christ. The meatloaf, Emilio. The meatloaf. Mom.
Thank you.
What do we got? What do we got?
All right. I remember when you guys first announced that we were going to have a Drinking Bros cruise. You guys were starting like a bet of some kind about how many people were going to get pregnant and shit. I was wondering how many other things were you guys like betting on for
that's
shit
private,
happening?
Bitch. No.
I'm just.
No.
I'm just.
Hey, I just want $1,000
because
I bet that you were going to ask that question. So I win.
I owe you $1,000, actually.
Jared has owed me $1,000.
That's a totally $1,000.
Jared needs to pull his fucking wallet out because he's owed me $1,000 for two fucking years.
For what?
He bet that Ready Player One was going to make $1 billion first week. I said,
no.
Not a fucking chance.
That's what I said.
I did.
And it
did.
And I remember one time I asked him for it, and he went, I don't know, I'll do something special with it.
No, I will.
So we were talking earlier, 2020 is going to be a year of surprise birthday parties for everybody in the group.
So you weren't there for that, but 2020.
There we go.
All of us in the group are in charge of doing surprise birthday parties for everybody. 2020 is the year of surprise birthday
parties. That's a terrible idea, Jared. That's a terrible idea.
Yeah, but we're doing it, motherfucker.
We're not. What's your name?
Yeah, we are.
My name's Brent. And
I swear to God, don't take this shot. We're gonna do a drinking bro shot here because we're all getting fucked up. We're having fun. Look at this. We're on cocktail fucking
up here.
Things.
We got,
I like it.
Mad Best.
We got a question in the back.
Thanks
for making my book successful because I have no money after it. Sorry, babe. I promise I'll take you on vacation one day.
Matt Best, we got a question in the back.
Matt, way back here from Randy Macho Man Savage. I got a question for you.
Yeah.
Since Osama lost another son today to the mighty forces of the United States of America, can we play Fuck ISIS one more time?
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. No, we can.
Oh, yeah. Shit.
For those of you who don't know,
it's A minor F.
A U.S. drone strike killed another one of Osama bin Laden's kids today.
Yes. Yes, they did.
Which goes to show you, it doesn't matter how long it takes, maybe 18 years, but we will kill your whole fucking family.
Perfect.
We can do that. We'll end it. Yeah, after the shot, we'll celebrate the torts fuck ISIS. Yeah.
Yes. Hey, Matt.
We can just play it over the speakers and we have a dance party.
Another woman said her 13-year-old son knows that song word for word. We should close the show out with Fuck ISIS.
Do they know? Yeah, absolutely.
Yes.
Yes.
Hey,
yes,
hey, little known fact. I opened my entire last tour.
Yes, you did.
To Fuck ISIS.
That was so fucking
every day.
Awesome.
And listen, there were parts of the country where it's a lot of you guys, and some of you guys were there, and there were parts of the country where it went down a fucking storm. You know what happened in California? And those fucking way too liberal states, they got offended.
Weird.
I genuinely had complaints that we were saying, fuck ISIS.
How do you get mad at that?
That is offensive!
Can you imagine being offended?
To fucking whom?
Well, not all ISIS are bad, dude.
No, just
not all
of them.
ISIS.
Calm down, Ilhan Omar, okay?
All right, hey, we got another question.
It's not really a question. It's a thank you for my wife. She's the one that booked this shit for me and my buddy Reed here for my birthday. And she was like, be mad as fuck if I didn't mention her name in this whole thing.
Is she here?
Huh?
Is she here?
No.
Oh, so she don't know.
What's her name? You haven't even said her name. What's her name?
Donna Beerworth.
Donna Beerworth.
This song's actually called
Donna Beerworth.
Hey, Donna's with the beer, dude.
This will be on the divorce papers
you guys
in about 48 hours, Donna Beerworth.
Wake the fuck up.
Yeah. Who else we got?
Dear Donna Beerworth.
I mean, if we want to do like
get your guitar, Matt.
I'll come up. We'll just play it loud, like the whole song, like everything.
Which song?
This was the guy who dropped 2,500 in the strip club. I tell you what, stand up and let everybody know who you are.
By the way, Ross, he got his dick sucked today in a strip club in Mexico.
No way. Is that true?
This is what you get when you get your dick sucked at Fat Tuesdays. Yeah. You get this.
So, how much was it to get your dick sucked in Mexico?
He paid for it. How much?
It was just
$10. Was free. I swear to God, it was.
There's no way it was free. Oh,
so
nothing's
ladies
free in
Mexico. Ladies and gentlemen, patient zero.
Yeah. Swine flu, if you want it, come by me.
Wait, we should sing you a song.
He's got that.
We're
going to
sing you a song,
AIDS,
Candy.
Ladies and gentlemen.
You got this. Jared, keep it going.
Yeah, keep it going, Jared.
Patient zero, now you gave AIDS to the United States. The U.S. Long and hard, now it's itchy and red, and it hurts. All the women you sleep with hate you, and the parents are all real sad,
so
cause
sad.
They got
7 months to live now, and the disease makes them real bad looking patients.
Only poor people die from AIDS.
AIDS. I'm talking patients.
That's what you got, yeah.
Patient zero.
But you get HGH,
patient
bitch.
That's zero. What you
AIDS. Patient zero. AIDS.
You cry.
Mexico.
It's a dangerous AIDS. Area. It needs
no
security.
It needs to be.
There's gonna be some nerds online making a
AIDS.
Facebook group to storm your penis.
AIDS.
They think this alien life form there. But it's
built.
Just a crazy disease
AIDS.
That you got from a free blowjob in Mexico. Who accepts a free blowjob at a tourist strip club in Mexico, dude?
AIDS.
What's wrong?
AIDS. Come on, everybody, sing along.
With
fuck
you.
AIDS. He's got AIDS.
Charlie Sheen has AIDS.
Yeah.
With you.
AIDS. He's got AIDS.
What's wrong with you?
AIDS.
AIDS. And Ross might have AIDS too, so back up. Yeah, it's patient zero, dude.
What's wrong with you?
Okay.
All right.
You guys know that Charlie Sheen has AIDS, right?
Hey, can we make a toast? Because that song literally just went triple platinum just now.
You're welcome.
Do we have the Jameson shots?
Oh,
Storm
it was
high,
that
high,
good.
High.
It was that
You're
good.
Welcome.
Triple platinum.
Hell yeah.
It's number one worldwide.
Cheers.
Hey,
cheers
to the family.
Cheers.
We're going to keep it going. We're going to have fun tonight.
Hey.
Cheers, guys.
Yeah, cheers. Can we close with Fuck ISIS?
Absolutely.
Are we closing? I thought we could just keep it
closing.
Going.
Okay. Well, hey.
Cheers, guys.
Let me ask the cruise line if they'll let us keep us going.
No. Can we keep this show going? Hey, Ross. Hard stop 7:10.
10 minutes.
7:10.
So they said they will give us 10 more minutes. Because
all right.
It's weird. Apparently, the
take
other
the fucking shots. Let's go. Bottoms up
to
everybody on the Drinking Bros podcast. Yeah. I love you guys so much. You're fucking awesome.
You guys are incredible.
Apparently, Carnival was not cool with us saying AIDS for fucking 18 minutes, but they're gonna give us 10 more. They're gonna give us 10 more minutes.
More
so.
Liberal.
All right, hey, real quick, while everyone's standing up, Eric, get back here. Eric, come up here.
Yeah,
come
let's get the Drinking Bros up.
It's like,
Tim Morris,
what do you need
up.
Him to say? Are you ready for the news?
Yes.
It's Friday. It's time for the news. Can we all say that?
You ready?
There we go.
It's Friday. It's time
are
for the news.
Are we ready for the news?
It's time for the news.
You ready?
It's time for the news.
So on the count of three, one, two, three, it's Friday. It's time for the news.
All right. We can do that.
One, two, three.
It's Friday. It's time for the news.
There we go.
In case you don't know, Drinking Bros podcast is on Facebook. Eric Totell and
Tim Morris.
Oh, you promotioning
fucking gay fuck.
Hey.
God.
But they do the news. They do the news every
week.
I'm
kidding. Yeah, it's awesome.
God damn it, money.
Every single week.
I'm sorry I've been talking so much shit to you, Ross. I actually love you.
No, I know you do. And I'm jacked as fuck, and it doesn't matter. I have an APAC, and I do what I do. You got a question?
Caitlyn Jenner.
Oh, take that fucking shirt. Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, you want to take the shirt? Here's the thing.
Matt, we're going A
no,
minor
we're not going
F.
That. Spread out.
F. Man spreading, dude.
Spread out, yeah.
2019, I'm a toxic white male.
There she is.
All right, we're going to play Fuck ISIS.
Don't worry about what
we've
it
never
is,
played
asshole.
This live ever, so Jared just read me the chords. So
I just gave it, like, no shit. I figured this out on the piano and then told him, hey, I think we have an acoustic version of this right now.
Now I go A minor, F, C, G.
C, G.
Okay, I got it.
Yeah. Jeffrey Epstein loves A minor. Nailed it.
Oh!
Nailed it. You're welcome. You're welcome, everybody.
Because of the
you're
pedophilia.
Welcome.
It's a fucking joke, pussies.
You're welcome. No, you're welcome. You're welcome.
There she is.
Fuck ISIS, ooh, fuck ISIS, oh.
and America's balls.
You thought this was a comedy, and ain't no joke.
Jared, you can
like
do better. You can do better.
Right, you, can do, listen, you can do
better. Jared, you can do a lot.
Jared,
better.
Week, right? Do it again, but mediocre, Jared, maybe.
Yes.
Yeah.
Shoot for the stars.
No,
dude.
We're gonna go. We're gonna go see that.
Yes.
There we go. You got the rope.
Your fuck male butts.
I ain't give a fuck if it makes you mad, cause I'm wiping my ass with your bitch ass flat. Feeling free as fuck, ripping red, white, and blue. Got them full of tits, guns, fucking picking the boots.
Oh, fuck asses. Oh, fuck asses. Oh, fuck asses. Oh,
fuck asses. Oh, I see you in the night, yeah, trying to find. To fuck your soul up, which way of which is the fight? You wipe your ass with your finger. Yeah, I think you're confused. Got them lasers, got them bombs, and fucking gunships too. Task force, I'll teach you the last gun is hot. You can run, bitch, but you never die tired. Try to spread fear, you're a criminal no more. 72 virgins will never be yours. Whoa,
fuck asses.
Fuck ISIS,
oh, fuck ISIS,
oh, fuck ISIS, oh,
fuck ISIS, oh. Let's leave the screaming at Danny. Dan, do you want to scream that?
Go for it.
Fuck ISIS, oh. Fuck ISIS, oh. Thought you a criminal, but you ain't no more. Just like a...
No, keep going, Danny. Come on, you got it.
ISIS!
Give it to him.
It's, when I'm screaming, it sounds like I'm saying fuck asses.
Whoa, fuck asses. Fuck asses. Fuck asses.
Yeah, I fucking ass. Maybe it's Danny's in the butt, but I'm fucking him like he's my bottom little slut. Cause I love him, I suck him, I fuck him till I die. Cause ain't nobody knows Danny Warsnop's cock like me. And I like it.
No.
That song was about you the whole time.
So. Danny has Holy a beautiful shit. Cock. We are sorry.
I
do. It's,
even my mic got limp when
it's
I said that.
It's a handsome sorry. Penis. Yes.
Sing it.
This dick wears a bow tie to every outing.
Yes, we are sorry. Danny has a beautiful penis.
It is fantastic.
You do.
Just it's what we in the biz call a specimen.
Yes. Yes. If you're
Nicolas Cage
of,
tried to steal it once.
I did. It did.
It's an American fucking treasure.
It is. Yeah. It is. You have a nose cut circumcision.
So we have like
rare.
3 minutes.
I have no circumcision and it's
really?
Still not ugly.
Danny, get the fuck out of here then. Yeah. Is it an elephant trunk? You got an elephant
listen,
trunk?
Listen, hey. Real, you're going to have to talk to my
Ross
wife
Patterson
about
that. And Danny Warren, stop. I have an idea, guys.
Sure.
So we're about to close this show.
Yes.
And why don't we do this? Let's write a fucking Drinking Bros anthem right here, right motherfucking now. Hold on.
I like that a lot.
We did not prep for this, but I think we can do it. What do you guys think? I think it should be like a fucking, how are we going to do the chorus or the melody? It's
probably a G,
Drinking Bros, fuck, yeah. Drinking Bros, fuck, yeah. I like that.
Drinking Bros, yeah.
Jared,
fuck
what
yeah.
kind of, what
you, we drink booze. That's the end. Yeah. No, we make it like fucking.
I like that. Like a little minor. You do it right. Drinking bros, fuck yeah!
No, make it clear. Let's do that.
What? No.
No, do it again. Do it again.
Okay. There it
do
is. Again. There it is. Professional musician.
Same thing.
Drinking bros,
fuck yeah!
You want to pause for two?
Drinking bros,
fuck yeah!
Woo! Like what?
Drinking bros,
fuck yeah!
I feel so famous.
Drinking bros,
fuck yeah!
A bunch of guys drinking booze and all saw some ladies. Ooh.
couple.
I don't know how they hear, it's very predatory.
Danny Warnsnoff's penis.
A bunch of guys with way too much testosterone.
I love Danny's penis.
And a bunch of guys who in 5 years won't probably have a home. And they're gonna ask me for $5. And I'm gonna say, no, I'm sorry, I'm too rich, I don't have credit cards.
You egotistical fuck. Let's
yes. You fucking SOB.
Nice. Drinking bros.
Fuck yeah. Hey, drinking bros.
Fuck yeah.
Drinking bros. Fuck yeah.
One more time. This is the last time on the cruise, guys. Here we go.
Drinking bros. Fuck yeah.
Woo. Fuck yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you.
For Matt Best, Dan Holloway, Danny Warsnop, Jared Taylor, I'm Ross Patterson. This has been the best time of our lives. Thank you for coming out to the cruise.
Love you guys.
Good night, everyone.
Now let's just go to this same exact thing outside of this thing. Love you guys. Thank you.